Damn, we gotta head to the Walmart and get some clothes, dude.
I know.
It's going on like what, fucking a week now?
Yeah, I feel dirty.
I let y'all borrow some of mine, but I just it's too big.
Yeah, yeah.
You're already wearing like extremely large clothing as it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's rough out here.
Yeah, also, I've been holding my mic for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You guys have your nice. I wish I had mine.
Well, this is good, clean work right here. Speaking of good, clean work, have you done anything to the ship?
Yeah.
What have you done? Specifically, what have you specifically done? Because you've been sitting here the whole time.
It doesn't seem
you guys sleep, and I do. I mostly work during the night.
What have you changed? What have you fixed?
I'm pretty sure I saw you last night passed out like in the living room. Kind of like how you're sitting now, but your eyes were closed. But you're drinking the same thing.
And you were naked.
You saw my little porky pig cock.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Your what?
Porky pig cock.
Porky pig?
Porky pig?
Yeah, your little corkscrew penis.
Little corkscrew deal.
Yeah.
Cute.
Like
all right, that's good.
Opener.
I mean, it's very interesting that you see me naked sitting there and you say, that's cute.
Yeah.
Cute cock.
That's a cute cock you have there. You never really hear that enough, do you? Cute cock.
I hear that all the time.
That's a cute cock, Cody.
Yeah.
Aw.
Oh, it's like a dick, but smaller.
Yeah.
It's
tiny. It's itty bitty.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I threw up some wires on it. It's going.
Where? What
dude,
part?
Like around
what
the rim.
Broken?
It's a fucking disc. Like there's no real space. It's like I just around. Like
engine. There is. You haven't seen it yet?
Oh, I know. I found it.
Okay.
I found
it. Is it
I
working?
Put some liquids in here, a little liquid there. Get some coolants going. I don't know like the particular name or everything, but it's a little Tetris puzzle up there. I've been working.
Okay.
All right.
Also, you guys are a fucking guest here. Like, I'm doing that for free. Okay? I don't know why fuck you're pressing me so hard. Because
we'd like to leave.
Yeah, we'd like to get out
eventually.
But why
don't you help me then?
Because we don't know what the fuck. You told
us. Shut up.
We have no other options. There's no UFO, dealership around.
I'm the only one.
Yeah. You said you knew how to fix it.
And I am.
Okay. Well.
Takes time.
Okay.
Takes time. Sorry, guys. I've been drinking all day.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say.
I've been drinking since this morning.
Since this morning?
Literally.
So you could have, you could have probably taken that time and like worked on the thing, but it's fine.
Oh, I worked on it you don't have just one drink and you're immediately drunk, Like I was up there a while. I was sipping. Who doesn't have a sip from time to time?
What are you sipping on?
Hey, a little whiskey and Coke. Got my chicken bucket here full of, don't think legally I can show the label, but... Some beverages and some ice in here. Well, it's a lot of water now.
Yeah. Definitely done a little work on the bottle. Impressive. Are you drunk?
No.
Yeah.
No, keeping it clean.
Yeah.
Why have you been drinking so heavy?
Dude, just what I do.
I mean, besides what you do, because you mentioned today was special. Before we started rolling, you said...
It's the anniversary of my grandmother's death.
Damn.
Sorry for laughing.
Rest in peace to that.
That is actually very sad. Her name was Wendy. She was a good woman.
Wendy.
Yeah.
What do you mean? That's the name of my grandmother, dude, and she's dead.
Is it actually?
It literally is.
Wendy?
She died. Yes. This. Yes.
Wendy. As Wendy. In Wendy's nuts drag on your face.
You catapulting off of my dead grandmother to hit me with a terrible fucking joke. Makes me so livid that I'm going to drink even more. I hope at the end of this episode, I can't even open my eyes.
I'm just like, I hope so too. For the sake of the show, I really hope.
But no, I'm drinking in her memory. She died, was trampled.
Yeah.
She's dead. She's gone.
By what?
Cows.
Just tell them about the dead body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. catapult that off of my dead grandmother?
Just tell them about the dead body.
From the hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a dead person. I saw an actual dead body. I've only ever seen dead bodies in caskets at funerals sometimes. Have you ever been to... When's the last time you've been to a funeral?
Ugh.
Three years ago?
Was it open casket?
It was not. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think it was.
How do you not remember that?
Well, he didn't remember you.
Well, that's true. Well, I'm forgettable.
He got killed by a mountain lion, so I don't think they would have done...
Who was this?
I'm kidding. He didn't. He's making a joke out of this whole situation.
When I'm trying to get down to the fact, have you seen a dead body before?
No, I don't think I actually... Well, yes, I have. I've seen it. I've seen one at a funeral, yes, but not like just freshly post-death.
Yeah.
So that's what you saw?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how was that? What was the situation?
It fucking fucks with your existentialism a bit.
Yeah.
Old boy was draped over with a thin, like a sheet, like a cloth.
Yeah.
He had a Harley Davidson shirt on. I don't want to go into the specifics of it just in case his family is listening.
Sure.
But they probably know.
Was the shirt at least drippy?
Yeah.
He's like, did he die fitted up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, good.
I don't know. I'm not too, you know, I don't know fashion very well.
Okay. Really?
He's wearing a shirt at least. Okay, what are you looking at me for, dude? You know, a lot of people, I was wearing these the other day, and people were like, oh, Air Monarchs, they're coming back. Like, they're coming back. I'm like, they were never in. This is like...
No, those are definitely in.
These are... I was walking around. I went to the iDubbbz Creator Clash.
Yeah.
And I saw, like, I'm not even joking,
Flex,
like 30 people wearing Air Monarchs, young kids. I felt like a young buck.
Wow.
Damn.
I felt so young.
How was it?
Just like the way you said that. I felt young.
I did feel young.
Like a young buck. Young.
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 I felt young.
I felt like a young buck.
I think you're the only one drinking this.
I think literally, I find more and more that I'm like the only person, which I'll be honest. I mean, I drink it on an unhealthy amount, okay. Unnatural amount.
Okay. Yeah. What's like the most drunk you think you guys have ever been while we're on the subject?
I want to hear Hunter's answer to this.
I got drunk a lot in college. That was such a douchey thing to say. What an unnecessary.
No, that was cool.
I think that was
cool.
Really cool. I think that was personally.
God, that was
I got
cool.
Fucking so crazy in college.
Dude, we
there was this one
party.
There was this one time. I had like I had like $40 in my bank account. I went down and was drinking, like bar hopping a bit. I got like. Just completely fucking, this is just like one of the funniest ones. I mean, I like, if it's the drunkest I've ever been, I usually don't remember.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say,
but that shitty drink, there's been many times where I've passed out in front of like my apartment complex.
There we go.
And that kind of thing. At one time, I was passed out and I had like a Mercury Sable, which is like basically just a Ford Taurus, like a 2004 Ford Taurus. You know what those look like.
Yeah.
And my car door was completely open. Like somebody broke into my car and I was like, I was looking around, and yep, they stole fucking like everything. And I was like looking around, and I saw that they left like four. It was like they left all of my Creed CDs in the back seat, though. They stole everything, every change, every wire, like wires that don't even like you don't have no idea what they go to.
Yeah,
took them, left the Creed CDs.
That's how you know people hated Creed back then.
I was like,
no,
hey,
it's because he probably already had them.
That's what it was. He's like, I don't need
exactly
doubles.
Dual copy.
I don't need doubles of these CDs that I already
I own. Just think it's crazy if you've taken fucking everything out of the car.
Why not just take the Creed CD?
Yeah, and just be spiteful. Just be like, I'm going to take these.
Well, that's then my roommate comes out, and I told him, like, fuck, man, I think somebody broke my car. He's like, yeah, I think so, too. And he said, and then he, like, looked at the Creed CDs in there, and I told him about it, and he was like, I think they were sending a message of, like, this is so bad that I'm not going to take it, like, making it personal somehow.
Oh.
And that's how it kind of felt.
Damn.
But, you know, a lot of times of throwing up places. Usually my go-to whenever I drink too much is I will go to the bathroom at some point and I'll just pass out on the toilet.
No
way. And then
way.
It's locked in many times at like, Mexican restaurants.
At
so
restaurants?
Many times. All the time. Not that's, all the time. Yeah. I don't want to put myself in that bad of a lie. But, you know, like
is your wife like...
never with my wife. With my aunt sometimes.
Okay.
And by myself. What? I mean, just anything. I don't know.
How long do you pass out in there for?
Who knows? I mean, to a point to where it's long enough where people are, like, banging on the door, and they, like, break in, and, like, my pants are on my ankles, and they, like, have to pick me up, and I'm like, what?
Oh, look at his little pig tail
look
dick.
At his little
it's
pig
cute.
Dick.
Look at his cute cock.
It's so cute.
Little cock.
I'm sitting there just, like, about 3 pounds of, like, flautas and shit just in the toilet. It's never good for anybody.
That's awesome, bro. You should stop doing that.
I should. I literally should.
Man.
What about you?
I don't. You know, I don't like alcohol that much, so I don't really have that many stories of it. I was like, sometime in Mexico. I had to take a knee just while walking. I was so fucking hammered.
Did a little Tim Tebow.
I did it like we were walking to a restaurant and I just fucking got on one knee. And everyone's like, are you? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm just. Nah, it's cool.
It's just the thing about, the better thing about alcohol is that it's never fun. Like even even like as you grow up and you figure out that the party stories are not, they're not good stories.
No.
I know.
Like in college or, you know, all the times where you're partying and stuff, it's just like he did this or that or whatever, but it just is so, it's such a sad series of events. There's never anything good that happens.
No.
And all the good shit that happens could happen if you were sober too.
Yeah, well, maybe. I think it's
passing out on a Mexican restaurant toilet. I don't think
so. No, that's
like, I could get really full and really sleepy and just fall asleep.
You like sitting?
Yeah.
No way.
Come on. No.
That's a skill. Yeah. That's a skill, dude.
Oh. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I was just thinking. I was like, fuck, what's a good like drunk story? And then it's like everything I can think of is just me throwing up. That's not a good story.
This, you know, it is a good story is that you can throw up on command.
I can.
Can you really?
Yeah, I can do that.
How did you learn to do that?
That's a good question. I think I learned in college because I had to, like, for pledging a frat, you had to, like, eat a whole bunch of gross shit. So then I would, like, just, like, everyone else had to, like, put their fingers down their throat to throw up, and I could just push it back up. And so I was like, oh, this is a skill.
Duke?
Yeah.
Duke seems like they just don't expect that.
Why?
It just seems like...
It's like a southern... What do you mean? That's like...
Where's Duke at?
North Carolina?
Oh, fuck. Okay.
What'd you think it was?
I have no idea. I thought it was like East Coast. Like
it is.
Well, I meant like up East Coast. Oh, like, yeah. Actual East Coast. Not like
the Hamptons or something?
No. Like...
It's in Montana.
I expect... Yeah. Honestly, I don't know like why I expected like New York or something.
Mm. Or...
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, I applied to one school and that was it.
Yeah.
What school?
Kansas City Art Institute.
Oh, yeah, right.
Got in.
Nice.
Got debt.
Does Art Institute even exist anymore?
Oh, yeah. I went back and it looks like a fucking spaceship there. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. The worst thing you could ever do after you graduate college is go back to the campus because it's going to be better and you know they used money that you're paying them to, like, renovate everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it looks like a fucking, like, future. It looks like a spaceship there now. And, it was just depressing. Like, I was like, I hate this place.
Are you all right, dude?
Yeah, I'm having some non-alcoholic spirit right now.
Dude, that cherry really got you going, dude.
I'm just trying to. I need something. That taste, dude. I need it.
Wait.
When's the last time you were sober for a while?
Like, when's... I go on stints.
Like, how long?
Like, 3-4 months.
3-4 months?
Literally.
A go or just in a row where you're sober?
I will go like 3 months without drinking.
Really?
Literally.
That's what I have to do right now.
No, dude, earlier you guys were saying there's no good party story. Yeah, there is.
What? Which one?
Project X.
Like the time you, what was it? That time you slapped your mom.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yes. Yep. Oh, man.
She was so mad
at me.
How did that come to be?
Well, so we were actually at Epcot.
Oh, the Epcot?
Epcot World Center. You know, that place.
I've never been.
Okay, well,
The giant golf ball in Florida?
Is that the, in Disney World or whatever?
It's next to Disney World.
Oh, okay.
Or is it in? It's in. I don't know. It's part of that whole complex of amusement parks. Yeah, okay.
You were pretty
Epcot.
Fucked up
it's like
though, so.
I was 8 years old.
Oh shit! There it is.
8 years old, and my parents actually were doing the around the world drinking game, where you go to every single country and you drink their drink, and I was sneaking. My dad was just giving me the second half of his drink.
That's pretty irresponsible for like a Guinness Book World Record holder.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty fucked up thing to do, but...
that just sounds like a Canadian thing, I guess.
Yeah, his dad didn't want to be rude.
Exactly.
Like, well, if I'm drinking...
Like a, yeah, yeah. Oh, here.
Here you go.
Yeah. Here you go.
Here you go,
here
Cody.
You go. Have the last half of my beer.
Drink this butter beer,
here,
Cody.
Butter beer. Here's the second half of my Molson.
Drink it down.
Does you want some Labatt?
Does your chest feel warm?
I'm sorry, Cody. I didn't offer you some Labatt Blue.
I didn't offer you a Modelo.
And so I got hammered.
Yeah, as a kid, I imagine.
Hammered. And,
not that much.
Yeah, and I just, my mom was really pissing me off.
Why?
I run in her mouth.
at Epcot Ball.
Yeah, what was she running to you? What
she running saying to you? Also, how do you process that as an 8-year-old, being able to consciously be like, you know, this bitch is running her mouth.
Yeah.
Because my dad was like, stop running your mouth. And so I.
Oh, was, damn.
Yeah.
So you're learning. Learned behavior.
Exactly. Hmm. And so, you know. I can't do this. Like my parents are the best people ever. I was gonna say.
I know.
So my dad hit her, and so then I.
That's what makes this story so hard, though.
It's so hard to say because you know I'm unearthing a lot of shit now. That never happened. Nothing about this happened. My parents are great people, and no one has been violent to anyone in my family.
Yeah, I know that's what they told you to say after you like you wilded it out on your mom. Your dad was like, okay, Cody, you can't tell anyone about this.
Does your parents watch? Do they watch everything you do?
Yeah.
Everything?
No, well, I don't know. Depends.
Weekly. They're popping in every week.
Yeah, I think they do.
Wow. Okay.
My mom would be like, yeah, I was on the bike and I watched your podcast.
See, that's how you know.
So this one, she's going to
be like,
I didn't really like that Epcot story.
Wouldn't that be funnier, though, and you know that she's like, you know, on the, what are those, Pellington bikes?
Pellington, yep.
Pellington,
nailed
yeah.
it. Yep.
What is it really?
Mm-hmm. That you nailed it. That's yeah,
Pellington?
That's
the
yes.
Pellington.
Yep.
No, that's the bear. No, it's Paddington.
Mm-hmm.
Peloton.
There it is.
There we go. Got it.
I saw all your brain cells come together.
Fully wrapped around Peloton. The only reason I even know about the Peloton is because of the new Sex and the series. Sex and the City series.
Yeah.
Anyways, she's writing that, and then you hear like a 15-minute story about just a fake story that's blast out to the world about your dad just laying into the side of your mom's temple.
I never said
did.
It like that.
You told us off
I
camera.
Can't believe you joked about your dad just fucking two knuckles over.
Took off his belt, wrapped around his hand, and I was just like, boom, 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 left and right.
So what's your story?
The sauerkraut?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe you killed your grandma.
I did.
Is that why?
I did. I took a fucking handful of sauerkraut. I put it in that old bitch's mouth, and I gagged her. She sat there. She was like, ah! She said, why? Why? She swallowed the first batch. I had to get another handful. And I was like, stop eating it. I shoved it in her mouth again until she choked.
It's so good.
Yeah, she's like, I was like, ah!
So sour.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, Jesus Christ, it's sour, but so delicious. Put like a big handful of fucking pastrami and rye bread in her mouth too. I was like, oh, if you like it so much, why don't you eat this? She was like, she ate that too.
Yeah.
It was very difficult. It was like a 3-hour murder.
Yeah.
And she got so full, she was like, I can't anymore. I'm like, now is my chance. And I did. Yep.
Damn.
Wow.
Alcohol's fucked up.
Yeah.
Alcohol, honestly, really cool.
Yeah, were you drunk when this was happening?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's because you were drunk that you killed her.
I came out of my realization. I was like, oh, no. I gave one of those, even though I was very consciously aware of what I was doing. So at least I could have that alibi for court later that I could be like, I couldn't process what was happening.
Right.
But I was very much, it was a very calculated thing.
Mm.
You know,
I bought copious amounts of sauerkraut.
Yeah, expecting that she'd eat a lot because you know
yeah,
she
like,
likes.
Grandma, are you hungry? She's like, oh yes, I'm extremely hungry. And I was like,
you know, one time I got so wasted, I spanked the shit out of my dad.
Mm.
I like how you're just like doing hypotheticals for yourself.
No, hypothetical.
Why'd you spank your dad?
Well, I felt like it.
That's like such a malicious answer, actually.
I just, you know.
Versus, like, thinking of something like, you know, some real thing. It's just like, because I felt like it.
I did.
Okay.
He's, you know.
Besides your dad, have you actually spanked somebody before? I mean, like, actually, like.
My teacher.
Like, for discipline?
Yeah. Well, it's like, I guess, what a spanking's for, right? I know there's, like,
sexual.
There's a sexual, but I mean, like, in terms of, like, spanking somebody for, I guess, traditional purposes, which would be punishment.
turning them on.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, because back in the day, it was the whole, you had the paddle.
Yeah.
Kid with the paddle.
And yeah, yeah, yeah.
My school had a paddle.
Did you ever get it?
Oh, yeah.
Really? For what?
Just, dude, I was just such a crazy kid.
What'd you do?
Yeah, I want to hear this, because then I'll tell you why I got so wasted. Oh, yeah. And I spanked my dad.
Dude, I can't wait for you to finish yours.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just like such a lost cause, dude. I'm just like such a rebel, you know? Like, you grow up and you do things and you have to like branch out and try to be an individual, and then you realize that you're just like, you know, maybe I'll fucking like just like cut a girl's ear with like some scissors. You know what I mean? Does that translate at all? Huh? you ever just have a girl sit in front of you, just take some scissors as a kid
and cut her ear off?
Because you have like your whole thing. Well, you don't cut the whole. There's no way to cut the whole ear off, but you just snip at it.
I never. All right,
fucking Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Van Gogh cut off his own ear though.
Yeah, but I mean, basically, you went for a ear.
Well, the thing about
okay,
Van Gogh,
Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, which one? Whatever.
Mike Tyson might work a little bit better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. We were drinking and we were just playing some heads up poker, and he doesn't normally.
Is this story real, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I need you to thoroughly convince me.
No, it's very real.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's super real.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're playing heads up poker, and he doesn't normally drink, and you know, it's kind of a similar thing. He starts having, you know, a bunch of Toronto-politans.
What?
What is that?
Toronto-politan. They serve it at the Epcot, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad likes to make those for himself sometimes.
what's in
them? I've literally never heard of that before.
I don't know. They're orange and they taste like shit.
Okay.
Okay.
So he, you know, he's two Toronto-politans deep, and he's not even from Toronto, you know? So I thought drinking those maybe would have made him nicer or something, but...
Drinking alcohol would make him nicer?
He's Canadian, you know? Just maybe he'd be feeling so warm and fuzzy that he just maximized his niceness, you know? But instead, he just starts talking slick, kind of same thing, running his fucking mouth, you know? And, you know, mind you, at this point, I'm a little bit heavier than he is. I'm not taller, but, you know, I got a little bit more stature.
How old are you?
This was like a month ago.
Okay.
He's a bit older now.
Okay.
He's close to 70.
Yeah.
You know,
it's so. Like, actually, is he actually 70 years old?
Yeah, about.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's, so you spanked your senior father.
Yeah, well, you know, he's running his mouth.
Okay, right.
And I said, bro, you better shut up or I'm going to spank you like you used to spank me.
Right.
And then he laughed. He's like, you'll do no such thing. And as he's like, tips his head back and he's cackling. And I just got up and I just grabbed him by the back of his head and I lifted him over my knee and I just fucking.
Did you pull his pants down so you got bare skin?
Well, no. First, I gave him one.
Okay.
And he went, oh, and he said, you hit like a bitch. And I was like, oh, I'll show you a bitch.
Oh.
And then I one-handed just man down his fucking pants.
God damn.
Yeah. And I gave him a hole on the ass. And then he said, as soon as I get up off this knee, I'm gonna hit you harder than you've ever felt. And I said, do it, man. And that's when it got weird.
Oh.
Because he stood up and he pulled his pants up. And we just locked eyes for a second. And I turned around.
I thought it was going a different direction. Okay.
Well, what direction would you have liked it to go?
I just thought you said we locked eyes. I thought he was going like kissing or something like that. I thought it was going something really
weird. We started
weird.
Making out.
Yeah. I thought that's what was happening. Okay.
Hot and heavy.
No, I turned around, I dropped my pants, and I just diarrheaed all over his shirt.
Okay. Well, that's a direction to go into. You know, as like the drunk person on this podcast, you guys have said some horrible things since I've been here.
No, dude.
Nothing. Horrible things.
Nothing can ever top. Having sex with feet with athlete's foot and getting athlete's foot on your dick.
Dude.
Like you like to spin this back on us, but nothing will top that.
Dude, I'm sorry that, like, guess what, dude? That was my fucking girl at the time.
You can't right? justify this. You're not going to convince me that
okay,
that's not
so
fucking
if,
great.
Okay, so if your wife, you've been married for how long?
I have not.
Three,
not
four
married.
Years. Three, 4 years.
I'm not married.
So you're sitting there. So you sat there 3-4 years, you've been married. And you sat there, and if what if she had got leprosy? Okay. You're gonna leave her?
There was a time
that she got leprosy.
My ex-girlfriend
had leprosy.
Yep.
Can you tell me about that?
You were fucking a pirate.
That's what leprosy is, right?
I don't think so.
No, that's scurvy.
Scurvy.
Leprosy. Oh.
There probably is a pirate with
leprosy. Leprosy is when you have seizures.
No, it's like it's a skin. What? No, it's like skin. It's like there. There you go. Look at this.
Yep.
Slow growing bacteria. That's what I call my penis.
Leprosy is like, yeah, it like fucks up your skin and shit.
Oh, so you're saying if my fiance got this.
No. I'm saying that if you've been married for 4, 6 years, whatever, long time.
I'm not married.
There, and your wife, horrible accent. And I'm not saying that I wish that upon her because I don't really know her.
Okay.
But I'm saying that if she got, I can't walk anymore, would you just walk away from marriage? That's what you're asking me to do with a woman who's saying, have sex with my feet. I have athlete's foot.
It's not the same thing at all.
That's exactly. If your wife lost the ability to use her legs, that's the exact same as me having sex with a woman with athlete's foot.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm trying really hard to bring it back around to make sense. I guess I'm saying that like I couldn't turn my back on her is what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
So like, but I imagine you would is what I'm saying. That's like essentially what I'm saying.
This is not fair.
What he's saying is that the fact that you won't fuck your lady's feet means you don't love her.
That's actually probably very true.
She's never asked me to.
What Hunter's saying is. The fact that you haven't even propositioned shows a serious lack of romantic, emotional commitment.
Maybe you guys are right. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'll proposition it tonight.
What's your favorite place to be drunk?
Bowling alley.
Bowling alley?
Is it? Why?
Good food. Mixture, just a quality amount of people. Good music. Activities to do.
Yeah.
Multiple activities. And... Big public bathroom.
I've actually caught you over text drunk at a handful of times at bowling alleys.
That's
or like arcades.
Well, you texted me when you were in Kansas City and you were like, what do I do here? I'm like, I don't know, bro. Go the fuck outside and figure it out.
Well, damn, I did.
And Jesus Christ.
I did. And he was like, okay, well, fuck you. And it was we didn't talk for like 3 weeks.
Because of that?
Yeah.
Damn.
We actually had a major falling out.
Wow, I had no idea.
He FaceTimed me then. He was just like, dude, I'm so sorry. I was like, whatever, dude. I hung up again. It was like another 2 weeks, and then I finally was like, all right. Like, I've let some time pass. But he came crawling back to me first.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to say.
That's how Hunter likes to play it, but really what happened was he FaceTimed me howling, crying at a bowling alley, and he was like, he's just crying, sitting there like,
I'm so sorry that I was such an asshole. Please come hang out. Please come to the bowling alley.
And then I was like, don't fucking fall asleep, dude. You're out there in public. And then before I knew it, he was actually asleep on the toilet on FaceTime in the bowling alley.
Really?
Yeah.
How was he, like, how was he holding his phone then?
It was actually impressive. It was just right there on his gut. He just.
Oh. So you got a nice, like, up shot.
Yeah.
Or he flipped the camera by accident.
You remember this, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, you do.
I do. And I thought we would have been a real big person to just kind of go along with my story, dude. But you're a fucking asshole.
Well, sorry.
Anyways, he called me, and I was at a bowling alley. And you've called me multiple times at an arcade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because one of my favorite things to do is go to arcades.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place to be drunk?
I think it's got to be like at like a brunch.
Really?
Yeah. It's so fun. Like 11 a.m. on a Sunday.
Talking?
No, just like at a restaurant eating eggs and getting fucked up.
That really just ruins your day.
Hmm? I'm not saying the rest of the day is fun. I'm saying that's fun. That's my favorite time.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Yeah, okay. We don't have to get into the afters.
Or like during the day at home, whatever. I just like to, you know, drink in the morning, I guess.
You're a morning guy.
Yeah. I actually am a morning person. In general.
Yeah, he is. 5 a.m. 5 a.m. this guy. I wake up and I got thoughts and messages. I'm like, what are you doing up this early?
Just messages. Please come hang out, dude.
Yeah.
It's 5 in the morning.
At 4:30 a.m.
I'm at the bowling alley. Please come meet me.
And Hunter's like, dude, I just left.
Dude, they just closed up. I had to go home. I would have been here all day. That's what they need is a 24-hour bowling alley.
What's your favorite place, dude?
Well, you know, I don't drink, but I've been smoking a lot more lately. I've realized.
Oh, dude, it's bad for you. You should stop.
Yeah, well. I don't do it first thing at 9 in the morning, and then.
We think you've been smoking a little bit too much, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't smoke at all. I stay away from that shit.
Yeah?
Nah. Where's your favorite place to get stoned then, Noel?
Your mom's house.
God, really?
Yeah, I know. No. Actually, my new thing is when I'm on tour, I like being high before bed. And there's like this like 7 minute period where I'm just about to knock the fuck out. Lately, I've just been so stoned that I'll let the same TikTok just loop because I'm like teleporting in and out of consciousness. So I don't ever get the full TikTok. So like if I'm scrolling and I land on a TikTok that takes like 3 minutes, I'll like close and then wake up and I'm like, oh wait, fuck, what's he saying? And then I'll close and then I'll get the tail end of it and I'll spend like this 7 minute period where I'm trying to like ingest the information. But it's this like, I don't know, it's this weirdly positive feeling of like being so brain dead that it puts me to sleep. But you don't like weed. Do you like weed?
No, I've never really cared for it. I had a doctor though. They tried giving me like a, yeah, no big deal. Jesus. Doctor tried saying for your anxiety,
yeah,
here's a medical marijuana thing. It just gave me severe panic attacks.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'll stick to the alcohol, buddy. He was like, that's actually a severe depressant. You shouldn't do that. And I'm like, okay. We'll see what happens. Here, buddy.
We'll see who knows what. I think I'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. I think I know my body.
Yeah. Do you gamble much?
No.
I was going to say, have you ever like won a fat chunk of money while drunk? Like in Vegas or something? I'm just trying to think of like times where alcohol can be positive, you know?
It can be positive right now, dude. I'm talking with you guys.
That is true. It is positive now.
Yeah.
In a controlled environment, it's really cool. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever been fucked up and won just like a couple hundred off a slot machine?
Oh, yeah. It's the best feeling ever.
Yeah.
Ever?
One of the best feelings ever.
Have you ever hit big on a slot machine? Like,
never.
You know, you put in 10 and you win 100?
Never.
Dude.
I don't trust slots machines.
Slots machines?
Slosh machines. I don't trust slot machines.
Yeah, but... Oh, but you'll put that in your body?
I'll play blackjack.
Okay.
And then if I'm winning, I'll be like...
Yeah.
You know, help me out here.
Yeah.
But slot machines, it's a scam.
No, it's not.
No, it's entertainment.
No, it's not. It's fun.
If you look at it like a movie...
You know what's the bad thing about slot machines, too, is that there's so, like... There's so many different properties of slot machines now that I hate whenever I go into a casino and you see like a fucking Big Bang Theory slot machine.
Yeah.
And someone wins big and it's like, bazinga!
Yeah.
And then it's like that. And it's all these fucking noises.
Wait, does that one hit often?
You should check it out.
Okay, yeah. Because I'll have to look at that
like,
one next time.
There's like fucking... every show you could ever think of, they have a slot machine. It's like the Office machine. You hear the giant theme song in the background.
Bro, I love that.
Don't
hate. Have you played a fucking 007 slot machine?
Or Willy Wonka, maybe?
Dude, feels good. It's satisfying.
Yeah, no. I get dealt cards. I'm a card shark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever won big playing blackjack while wasted?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like how much are we talking?
Like $4,000.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm a card shark, bro.
Tell us.
Can you count cards?
No, hell no. No, I'm really bad with math.
Mm. So how'd you win?
Probably just ignorance.
Yeah.
Like just I think it's like literally being just kind of drunk and just being like, hit me. And even the dealer's like, you really shouldn't. And I'm like, why don't you hit me? And then it's like 21, and I'm like,
told you.
Whoa.
They're like, that's odd. Yeah, the whole time. I remember I left too. There was like two other people at the table, super pissed. I threw them like. Some chips and shit. I was like, have fun.
Wow.
That is such a dick move.
Wow. No, that's cool.
No, that was cool. I fucking gave him money.
That's like, I would be so insulted if someone was like, hey, have fun. Like, I'm not a fucking...
No, that's
cool. Dude, I just won big. I don't mean, hey, be a fucking sore loser.
Yeah, it is kind of cool, actually. That sharing the winnings.
Hey,
yeah.
By the way, guys, appreciate your time. I mean, I could have said that, and that would have been more respectful, but I said, have fun.
Mm.
I think I winked.
No, that's cool. Wait, what's like the journey here? You just put 200 down and went up to $4,000, or
it was like a $10 minimum, and I just fucking let it ride. I said, you know what? I think I'm gonna take some of these chips. I'm not even gonna count them. Boop.
No,
put it out there.
Way.
Hey, 21.
Wow.
That's what they started calling me, 21 at the table. They didn't, but they it was a good winning day.
That's sick. Where was this?
Kansas City.
Do they have like a lot of casinos there?
Yeah. It's like weird Missouri. There's a law in Missouri that you have to be on a body of water.
Oh, isn't there a Harrah's?
Yeah, there's a Harrah's, an Ameristar.
Yeah.
A bunch of shit. There's like four casinos. Yeah. But they're all like on man-made lakes because that's like they're you have to be on a body of water. So like they call them the boats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go there.
The ship actually opened up some kind of wormhole.
Oh, okay.
And Babe Ruth was walking around here.
No way. Where? Where is he?
I don't know. Great Bambino.
Maybe we could draw him out. Babe! Wait, that's weird. Yo, Ruth!
Babe! How you boys doing?
Hey.
Whoa.
I really did not expect
Ruth.
Babe Ruth to sound like that. Okay.
It takes a lot of people by surprise.
What? What?
Mr. Ruth, what an honor and pleasure it is to have you here, man.
Where's all my love behind the cornfield?
I've never actually laughed at someone directly to their face.
Yeah, this is
sound. I am. I'm from. You know, I've heard some people mumble and have accents and shit before, but you have such a fucked voice.
Oh, that's what you saying. That's just what you're saying.
You sound like Biden.
Joe Biden. Hey, that's my fucking president talking about, dude.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Sorry.
Babe, hey, man, what are you pulling out of your pocket there?
Oh, it's just more chew, bro.
No, all right.
You just call us baby?
What else am I supposed to call you, boss?
I don't know.
Did anything else besides baby?
I figure I'm what? 150 years older than you, boss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby's me?
What?
So baby's me?
Can babies breathe?
I said babies me.
Begs me?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. How much are you? Okay, how much?
Yo, man, you don't need. You already put chew in your mouth. You don't have to put more.
Yeah.
A lot of chew.
That's like five lips.
His lip is hanging so low.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ.
It's compact.
You really got a short inner.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. That's a big knot in there, brother.
Part of the problem, half my jaw rotted out, so you got to really shove it on the other half.
You got to shove it on the other half.
Right.
Oh, now you're going on the top, too.
Yeah.
Jesus. And now you're just swallowing it.
Oh, yeah.
You're just eating, putting it right down your throat.
That's got to be sick.
Yeah, seriously.
You're going to throw up for sure.
They told me you boys had a question about baseball.
Who told you that?
Did you say meatball? What did you say?
He said baseball. Yeah.
Oh, baseball.
About baseball.
Okay, sorry.
What was it like playing when the fields were like 600 fucking...
Oh, man. Whoo!
I didn't even get to finish my question.
No, okay. He wasn't done. When the fields were what?
They were much shorter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Smaller fields. Do you feel like you don't have much of a legacy?
Oh, for sure. With the bat and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Woo, really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. That's insightful.
Yeah, what about baseball?
Do you think you'd be able to compete today?
Woo. Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, I've heard Babe Ruth. It's in magazine stuff, but it's interesting to hear it in person.
Yeah.
The woo.
Yeah, the woo.
Because that's on record all over the place. Time magazine, all sorts of stuff.
That you used to say that?
Remember when I point with the bat?
Yeah.
You point with the bat. And then you hit the home run.
A lot of people don't know this, but when I point, I say, woo.
Yeah, that's true.
You both athletes?
Yeah.
We have a diver, professional runner, hiker, snowboarder.
Right here.
Racer.
Race, well, is that a sport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a sport for small people. Yeah, but so the answer is yes. Yes, we're both.
You should
athletes.
Race horses.
I'm not that small.
Oh. I'd like to see him on a horse.
I would too.
I'm thinking about it now.
You're a tiny guy. You'd do very well on a horse.
Yeah.
Hey, what? What are you sizing me up?
I don't have to size you. I have eyes. I'm looking at you.
I got a group of guys who are looking for jockeys. You might be good with us.
Babe Ruth is telling you that he has an opportunity for you to ride horse as a jockey.
What he said?
What's the name of the horse? What's the name of the horse? I got to know.
The horse?
Yeah.
Baby boy.
Baby boy.
Baby boy the horse. That's a great fucking name for a horse.
Fucking sick.
All right. Yeah, I'm in. Baby boy. I'm in.
Damn.
Yo, babe.
What's up?
So have you been wearing a uniform?
I never take it off.
Yeah, I was going to say, since death?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he hasn't died, he's here.
No, I'm dead.
You're dead?
I'm dead.
Are you eating a baby Ruth?
Yeah.
How did you get that?
Interesting.
He carries him around. He's a fat bastard, dude. Okay. He's all a right. fat fuck.
I can't say that.
Why?
As a petite, breedable man, it doesn't feel appropriate to...
You are jockey size, though. I hope you know that.
Yeah.
In all actuality, you could be a jockey.
Hey, yeah,
you could get on a horse.
If you want me to
ride... It would feel like there was nothing on it. It could go as fast as it possibly could.
If you want me to sit on your big back like a fucking Bantha
in Star Wars...
I
wouldn't feel a thing because you're that small. Be like a little flea on my back.
You just wouldn't feel shit because you're drunk.
That's possibly true.
I like the way you built. I want to keep the food away from him. Good for baby boy.
You know what, babe? God damn it.
I like this boy. I like this, like, big boy on big boy action.
This isn't an argument. This is not. He's not insulting me.
He's not?
This is genuine.
No, yeah, on the same team. Same team. Big boy's on the same team.
All right, I bet you right now, and this is a statement I want to make publicly, is that if I went back to 1935, I could play professional baseball because that's how much of a fucking joke the game was back then.
Oh, sure. A bunch of guys in the dugout look like this guy.
All of them. I would be probably the skinniest guy on the team.
So what does it take to? What would it take to play professional baseball back then?
Back then?
What do you have to do?
You have to be able to stand and rotate your body.
You got to be able to drink a lot of beer.
A lot of beer.
All right. Okay.
Eat a lot of hot dogs. Be able to have sex with tons of fans.
Venereal disease. Your body's got to be able to withstand tons of venereal.
Calloused dick.
All right. Well, I mean, Hunter checks all those boxes.
Yeah.
He's had athlete's cock before. Have you had athlete's cock before?
Of course.
Oh, you have?
That's how I died.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
I barely escaped it.
Right. So how did you get it then?
I got it from Marilyn Monroe.
Fucking her feet.
Mm-hmm.
She had athlete's foot.
That's right.
Remember when she's standing on that vent and she's like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. She got athlete's foot right there.
Oh.
I'm not like a scientist. I don't know how it happened. I'm just saying that was the moment in time that it happened.
No, it's true. Joe DiMaggio told me.
Joe DiMaggio, you used to be married to Marilyn Monroe. They're Eskimo brothers.
That's boys.
Yeah, you guys.
I'm just saying. These are just facts. Joe DiMaggio was married.
You seem like you go way back.
Yeah. Is this like a thing? If like you know, is this kind of like a big guy thing? Like knowing your
ancestors?
Whoa,
you can't say it.
Oh, sorry.
Don't say it. Thanks, babe.
Yeah. Thank you.
He sounds kind of like Elvis. Which is cool.
Yeah.
And that's actually, if you hear audio recordings of Babe Ruth, he liked to sing. Can you sing us something?
Oh, give me a song.
Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley.
Oh, have a blue Christmas.
Woo. Wow.
Without you.
Babe, you're falling asleep.
No, wake up.
Wake up. Hey.
You're slipping in and out of conscious, dude. Yeah. Do you wear cups still?
No way. Never did.
Why?
Why would I? I got athlete's dick. What's it called?
Athlete's dick. That's about right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Leprosy cock, anything you want to call it.
Yeah.
Babe, before you got to wake up a little bit, but I was going to say, can you stand up and just fucking hit us a homer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you talk meatball right now?
Middle? I have no idea what you just said.
Meatball.
Meatball.
Yep.
You have a meatball? Down the middle.
Oh.
Right, Cody, throw.
Watch old babe do what he do.
All right, here. Throw a ball to him.
Okay. Let me see if I have it. Oh, there's a meatball.
No, a baseball.
Oh, okay. Here, you have that.
There's nothing, man.
All right, boy. Don't play with throw now.
Okay, here we go. There you go.
Oh. Whoa. I stand corrected. You know what? He's a little show pony.
Damn.
Hey, guess what? That right there, that's what a professional athlete looks like.
Yeah.
5'6", 387 pounds.
He looks so much taller sitting down.
He is. He's actually taller sitting down, which is so strange.
Yeah.
The optical illusion. Stand up real quick, babe.
Whoa.
See, it's so strange. He got shorter.
Yeah.
All right, now sit back down.
Still got him.
You're so big. He's so much bigger. And it's weird.
That's crazy.
All
right. Well, I feel like, babe, you should walk that off, whatever you're on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, clean off your shirt, too. There's a lot of caked up vomit on there. Hey, nice to talk to that guy.
Nice.
Legend.
Real nice.
It's weird talking to one of the titans of ministry, like a legend in its own right, and figuring out that they're just like us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, used to see magicians in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And strangely enough, I've been seeing magicians walk around this cornfield.
No way, really?
Yeah.
I love magic.
Yeah. Well, it's street magic, so it's like, it's not you know, the real Las Vegas thing. But okay. It's, yeah, I figured I'd see if I can't call him out. But David Blaine, have you heard of him?
Yes, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's out here. So, oh, there he is.
David. Oh, wow.
David.
What's up, man?
What's good, everybody? How are we today?
Are you good?
David, are you all right, man?
You sound like you have a swollen tongue.
We've been partying, me and Babe. Like what, fucking girls with Babe Ruth. Just out there fucking partying.
You and Babe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Babe got him fucked up.
What were you guys taking? I feel like you're, like, what?
One question has plagued humanity for all time. Do you have any coke? You know what I'm saying? You guys got any good shit?
Wow, dude.
Just have some whiskey. That's all I got.
What are you doing with that shot glass right there?
I'm just going to shove it up my ass.
Oh, whoa. There it goes. Whoop.
That
was okay. Cool. Actually.
Oh,
frog. Two frogs.
Are you joking?
Wow.
You want to see me piss in my mouth? You want to see me piss in my mouth like that monkey?
No. No, I do. Sure, yeah, I do.
I want to see it.
It's David Blaine.
I do.
Turn
it
David.
Oh, there it is. Holy fuck. Oh, he's gargling it. He's gargling it.
Damn.
You want to see me spit it back into my pee hole?
That's crazy. Yes.
None of it.
That you can whistle while you spit it out.
How do you get your pee hole to open up like that?
You just do all sorts of exercises.
Wow.
You could do anything when you grow up.
One thing with David, though, that I've noticed on YouTube is that he meets up with a lot of celebrities.
Yeah.
I got a lot of
Who is your favorite celebrity that you met up to do magic with?
You want to meet him?
Yeah.
Holy
Ladies
shit.
And gentlemen, Simon Birch himself.
Simon Birch!
He hasn't aged a day. Ladies and gentlemen,
woo!
Simon Birch.
Holy shit!
We got him, folks.
He's dancing.
He's daring us. It's
wow! Wow!
Oh my God! He just dug into the ground.
Whoa! Simon, get back in there,
buddy. Dude, he just dug into the ground like a fucking
dog. Yeah. He's back!
Problem is, you're gonna have tons of Simon Birches now. Those things multiply like crazy.
Do they?
Yeah.
What are they, like cicadas? Like, do they like? Dig down and then
about every 17 years or so you're gonna get a birch coming through your door.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was two crazy things. I mean, I got to meet Simon Birch and we found out that David Blaine's favorite person to do street magic for is Simon Birch.
Yeah, I love Birch. Me and Birch go way back.
What did you do for him the first time? What trick?
This is where the magic happens.
Okay. Oh my God.
He's holding the base.
I'm uncircumcised. He popped up. He goes back in.
What? Your dickhead is the same as your actual head.
I know. It's pretty cool, man.
Wow. Wait.
You want to hear him talk?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Oh, it's Spanish?
I couldn't teach him English. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. Shit's pretty crazy.
Get him a trial for Rosetta Stone or something. See if he can't help him out.
Babble.
I can pull a rabbit out of a hat, but I do not pull out, generally speaking. I'm a cream pie guy.
What
were we talking about again?
I cannot stress how much I've just tried to stay on the topic of magic.
Yeah.
And you keep bringing it to such a fucking vulgar place. Also, your voice has changed substantially.
Seriously.
Well, the whole thing, I'm pretty fucked up, dude.
You are fucked. I will say that.
I don't know if that's
Is this David Blaine or Steve-O? Is this fucking Steve-O? Steve-O, is that you?
Yeah, you want me to barf up some shit?
Oh, yeah. What else you
got? Sure, yeah. Oh, God.
A sword.
Oh,
okay.
My God. It's Stranger Things Millie Bobby Brown. She's 18.
Millie Bobby Brown was a sword?
I mean, she came out kind of weird looking.
Right.
Have at her, boys. She's a...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Drake just grabbed her.
He got another one. Back to the Drake Shack. You want to see me take my penis off?
No, you just...
Whoa. Whoa.
Wait, you just put... Oh, fuck.
It's like one of those wheelie wobbly things.
Yeah, one of those water snakes.
Yeah, the water snakes.
Yeah.
You guys want to touch it?
Sure.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
Hey, give it. Oh. Right back on me. Look at that.
Wow.
You want me to make you guys come?
Yeah. No.
Well, you up, baby.
No.
Bam! Hunter, how do you want it? You want it hard, you want it slow?
It doesn't matter, dude. That's how I come.
Wow.
Wow.
My wife does not like it.
Yeah.
I'm not a show pony about it, dude.
You go. Cody, you're going to have to meet me behind the shed. Okay. I'll take care of either way. Old school way. You mean babe? Just having a gay old time. Come on.
Literally.
Man.
Yeah. No, that'd be literally a gay time. That would be. Looking forward to it.
Well, damn, David.
Well, boys. Nature calls.
Yeah.
Nature, that's my name of the whore I have in Vegas. Nature. She's calling me and Chris Angel and David Copperfield.
Right.
Okay. And those gay boys with the tigers.
Aren't they dead? Aren't they dead?
They died.
Sigmund and Freud.
They literally are dead.
They're both dead?
Yeah.
I think the tiger killed them.
Killed both of them. The other one died of COVID, actually.
No shit.
Yeah.
It's such a serious problem.
David, pull your fucking pants up.
Sorry about that. Jesus. And now I'm going to disappear.
Okay. Wow. He said some really fucked up shit.
Yeah.
He was way more aggressive than I thought he'd be.
Seriously. Yeah.
What a guy. He's so relaxed normally on YouTube. So.
Yeah, I only ever see him when he's about half asleep.
Yeah.
In every take that he's ever in.
So to see him all turned up is pretty wild, man.
His eyes were still just half closed the whole entire time.
Yeah.
That aggressive and being just very odd.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's it for episode 2 of Meat Locker. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to our special guests, David Blaine, Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
If they would, you know, they'd probably not going to remember this, but appreciate you guys coming on.
Yeah.
And we'll be hanging around here because, you know.
Yeah, we ain't got shit to do.
So get the fucking.
We'll see you next week. I'll go. I told you I'm fucking working on it.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
All right.